And welcome to our show, Geeks Are Wired Podcast, where we talk about video games, comic books, technology, and TLDR, smart things. Or IoT, or Internet of Things.
Smart things, really?
Smart things. That's what IoT is. Internet of Things. Smart things. We like smart things. Things that are smart.
They're not very smart. They listen in on you.
Well, they do. But then you can also review it.
Hey, actually, good segue. You don't have it listed on your things to talk about.
You mean that thing right there?
No, actually not that.
Oh, it's not the Amazon?
No, there's a... I don't remember who. I think it was a college, but they released a software that lets you listen in on your IoT devices at home to see what all they're sending and how much they're communicating.
Oh, yes. Oh, that's a different thing. Yeah. There is.
That is a different thing.
No, I have that one too. Where'd it go?
Also, hi everyone. I didn't get to introduce myself.
Just skipping the introductions. All right.
This is Senor Anthony.
Hi, Anthony.
Hi, Bill.
I am Senor Bill. Just doesn't sound the same.
Senor Bill. No.
I am just a Bill.
Senor William. How about that?
I am William.
William.
You're talking about Princeton.
Yeah, that thing, yeah.
Yeah, I do. It's actually been on our show notes for like a month.
Oh.
Because
barely showed up in the news the other day.
Oh, yeah. I heard about it a little bit ago. Because it's also beta sign up. Last time I looked at this, let's quote that.
Huh.
It may have gone further, but yeah.
I think it's actually public now. Ooh, that could be wrong.
That could be nice. Well, I guess we could look at the updates. But at the time, what you do is you take this device, or you take this thing, put it on your network, and it listens to everybody talking to each other. This means you can find out what of your devices send out information that is not encoded, which they were very surprised at how much there were. A lot of things don't.
Yeah.
A lot of things.
A lot of it's not encrypted.
Which is really sad, because...
What do you install it on?
Because
I don't imagine you'd be able to use it for on like a Windows computer, because it probably wants to put the network card in. I can't remember the name of the word for it, but it basically lets it accept all packets, whether or not it's designated for that
I think you
NIC or not.
Might have to have it as a Pi is in between.
Probably
device.
A Pi or something.
Because you want it to be in between your wireless and your modem. So in reality, it should be behind.
Oh,
between.
Do you have to do that?
Well, that's the best way to do it.
Well, you can do that or there... Yeah.
Or do what?
There is the... I think it's called promiscuous mode or something like that you can make network adapters be in.
Oh.
It basically will just take in all packets.
True. Yeah.
So, and since...
AKA Kali Linux.
Yeah, basically.
As soon as you get on the network. Yeah, because with that, you wouldn't need to be something as...
I think you'd still miss some packets that way, probably, but... You'd probably get a lot of them, at least. If you put it in line between your router and your modem, you'd get them all, but...
Mm-hmm. Well, at least with that, you would get everything.
But you wouldn't know who was talking, though.
Oh, no, that's some of the other stuff. This wasn't the first one. There was another one. Somebody ended up having their boss ended up getting a bunch of devices. Just went out, got tons of smart devices, put the box in, and said, listen, I want you to review this. I want to see what is. What happens? And, yes, you cannot... Okay, if it's not encrypted, it sometimes says exactly what it is. If it is encrypted, here's the catch, is it's also... you have to, you know, like if somebody's saying they're gathering information for like a month or so, you start realizing what some of these devices could be. And also, you might know what they are because even though they're encrypted, you still know where they're going.
Oh.
You just don't know what the information is.
So if it was like August, something going to august.com or the whatever the lock's
or,
website
yeah,
is.
Or Oral-B.
You know it's either a keypad or a lock.
Apparently, toothbrushes are not encrypted also, by the way.
They make smart toothbrushes?
Yes.
Huh. I don't know why I'm surprised.
Well, it says how well you brush your teeth and how often you're brushing your teeth. And it's good for, you know, when you're trying to, like, monitor yourself or trying to get, like, help improve. See, the lot of baby devices.
Yeah.
Those are not encrypted. lots
of baby monitors. I don't think we're ever encrypted.
Well, but baby monitors, there's a baby unitard. Yeah,
baby unitard.
Yes,
they're.
You put it on the baby. It monitors its heart rate, whether its skin is warm or cold, whether it's breathing.
Okay, that makes sense.
Not encrypted.
Yeah.
Goes right. Yeah.
Why would it be?
If somebody's on your network, they could just. Oh, yep. And because it's not encrypted, they also can alter the information, which means since it goes out, you know, it's like the Echoes and the Home Assistants.
Mm-hmm.
It goes out to the server.
Unencrypted. Then,
you know, unencrypted to them, comes back to your device. Which
hey,
means,
encrypting stuff takes a lot of power.
Yeah, sure. But that means anyone, that man-in-the-middle attack, literally sits there and goes, oh, well, let's just, hey, you're in a different spot of the house, prepping breakfast or dinner
It'd
or whatever.
It'd be one thing if it was unencrypted from the device to the hub.
It is.
I know. It'd be one thing if it was that and then it was encrypted after that point. It's still not good, but it's better. But it doesn't sound like that's the case.
Well, there's also...
it's just unencrypted the whole way through.
I'm totally sidetracking with stuff that I'm in the show notes. Just stuff I've been looking at. There is a doggy treat thing.
Doggy treat. A smart doggy treat?
Yes. You can like have it toss a doggy treat and then like talk to your dog and you can see your dog and all this other stuff. So you can like watch video and all this.
My cousin was actually working on something like that.
Somebody did some research on it, and let's see here. They didn't have any logins, just like, okay, connect to my device. And they're like, this seems odd. What if I type in a different number?
Oh, no.
Yeah.
And they connected to someone's random device somewhere?
They did. They had no clue who, but they were like, contact the company, like, hey, you need to fix this. Like, I can see somebody's camera. And the company was good. Sometimes when these people tell you, like, hey, your device has a security flaw, they ignore it or they sue you.
Yeah.
And he was like, but they were like, what? What do you mean? Explain. And the company is in, like, Japan. So, in other words, it took a while it took them, like, a couple hours to get them to realize what he was explaining.
Oh.
And to actually believe him. They finally, like, moved it up the chain haphazardly, kind of like, I don't know about this, or I don't know what to do with this. Person got a hold of somebody more important. They were like, oh, that is bad. We have one set up in the warehouse right now. Here, if I give you the information, can you, like, tell me what it's showing? He's like, sure. Types it in. Yeah, you see this. And you're swinging stuff in front of it. Yep. They're like, how do we fix this? Like, they had no clue. They thought they were doing okay. So he helps them out. He goes through stuff. Helps them out. Everything. Great. And then he goes, I wonder what else we can do. Because, like, you can toss treats and stuff like that.
Uh-huh.
Well, let's see if I can do that. Because now they've encrypted the camera feed. Well, still can toss a random treat from a random one. Called up. They're like, yep, we know who you are. Straight to the right person. They're like, hey, the machine's over there again. Yep. Toss treat. Yep. Tossing treats. So they
That's
had a
nuts.
Yeah, but it was really nice that they were willing to work with him and not just be mad at him for like, hey, you're ruining our product. They're like, no, we want to succeed at this.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you for helping us. You know, please help us more.
That's cool.
Yeah. So that's the nice thing about it's the IoT Inspector Project, back on the Princeton thing that you brought up.
Yes.
This can monitor who is talking back and forth, which is also good to monitor if there's additional packets that are kind of being weird. Along with additional news from this week, we had routers got infected. There is a lot of details about it and a lot of technical details about this, looking into it. Basically, they believe at least 500,000 types of routers were, or at least 500,000 routers were infected, and they think that's a low number. Because they're like, technically it's this chipset, technically it's these things, but, you know, depending on updates and all stuff, we're like, so for the most part, if you have a Linksys, TP-Link, Netgear.
Oh, yeah, there's some Netgear ones.
Cisco.
On there.
I mean, there's just, it's all over the, you know, like, so pretty much everyone's infected. You know, it pretty much sounds like everyone's infected. They say Russian hack. It doesn't really matter with that, but just these, they create a botnet that could take down lots of important information or chunks of the internet.
Mm-hmm.
To fix this, people are saying reboot your router. I read somewhere else that might not do it, and I kind of agree with them. Reset your router. Push the button on the back, hold it for however long it needs, log back into it, change your passwords, change your Wi-Fi password, change your login password, change your password away from password.
Mm-hmm. There's a way to check to see if you've been infected?
No. I couldn't find anything about it. Just like, they're like, oh, you may have been infected. So yeah, factory reset your router.
Because setting up port forwards sucks.
I'm sorry. Okay. We'll look into that.
It doesn't say anything.
It talked about, like, so the technicality of the chips. And I understand that. Among the other things, which I might also do, which could also help save it, is to make it where your router could not be accessed unless it's directly, you know, unless you physically plug a cable into it locally. So you can't change any of the settings. That can help a lot of the time.
So not over Wi-Fi, basically?
Not over Wi-Fi and not over the internet.
That's still, like, if you have a Wi-Fi access point connected to it, that still won't stop them.
Yeah.
Because they're technically wired in.
Yeah. There's a lot of ways in back and forth. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, it might stop your neighbors, though.
I mean,
if your neighbors even care. They might just want your internet access anyways.
Dang neighbor kid.
I know. But, yeah, so there's that. So reset your routers. Sorry.
Reset as in factory reset.
Factory reset.
Don't just reboot it.
Yes. Do not turn it on and turn it off and turn it back on again. Push the button on the back, then turn it off and turn it back on, and then put all your information back.
Also, hold it. So, like, you're going to press the button and hold it there.
With, like, a pen or pencil.
And then watch its lights as if you're suffocating it. Mm. When they go out, you're good.
Well, or they might just all suddenly flash really bright.
Or flash works, too. Some of them do some different stuff. Mine, the light will just go out.
Aww.
As if you killed it. And you kind of did. You killed the botnet node. Potentially. Yeah.
But, yeah. So there's that. So also with that research, like that Princeton, that would have actually caught some of the random extra traffic. Plus you also get to see what your devices do, because there's so many smart devices out there for various prices. A lot of people go, oh, only buy the expensive stuff because the security's behind it.
No.
That's not always true. The expensive stuff doesn't always have the security behind it. The cheap stuff sometimes does have the security behind it. You know, when you can pick up a light bulb for $2 from one company and $40 from another company, sometimes you'd be surprised that the $2 one has more security.
Mm-hmm.
Not always. Don't go with that completely. Do your homework. But this helps your homework. So if you, especially where there's so many things where they don't say whether they monitor your information until you get your device home and say, like the smart toothbrush. Okay, great. I want you to tell me on the toothbrush, am I brushing my teeth right? Great. Oh, by the way, you didn't tell me you collect that information.
Mm-hmm.
I did not want you to collect that information.
It's in their privacy policy.
Yeah, after. No. It's in their privacy policy that you don't put forward until after you have purchased your product.
Yeah.
And then you have to just go take the product back if they'll take it back, because you have now opened an electronic device. Sometimes they won't take it back.
Depends on where you buy it.
True.
Usually there's a restocking fee, though.
Yes, there's that. Yeah, which is stupid, because now you're paying money because you were not informed in advance. And apparently if you've been doing this too much with Amazon, they'll just shut down your account.
I think it depends on the reason.
Yeah. Lack of information.
Yeah. It's a killer.
I know. And unfortunately, it's a waste of our time and a waste of our money if we really want to care.
Yeah, but, especially for like a $5 device.
Yes. Oh, man. Yeah.
Go all the way up to Idaho Falls to go buy some smart devices because nothing here, nobody here sells them. Only to get home. Oh, hey, we're spying on you.
Yep.
Yeah, sign this thing. Oh, you don't want to sign it? Sorry.
Doesn't work then.
You got to go back. Mm-hmm. IF, return it. Maybe pay a 15% restocking fee. Maybe not. Maybe not even be able to take it back.
Yeah. So I'm hoping a lot of that. That's why I'm hoping with a lot of the that's actually something else with all this, the European Union and all the emails we've been getting.
Yeah. I've gotten like 15 or 20 of them.
I'm setting them aside to like go through them. Some of them are if you don't do anything with this, your account's going to get shut down. Some of these are if you don't do anything, you still your account still exists. By not doing anything, you agree to our terms. By not doing anything, you don't agree to our terms.
That one, unless they're actually the one that says if you don't do anything, you agree to our terms. I think that one is against the European regulations.
No, well,
there are some ways around it, but I think most of the time it is.
Well, except for the European regulations also, they have built in that the people that don't want their stuff monitored have to say, what do you have on me? They have to go to the company. What do you have on me? Mm-hmm. What are you using it for? Give it to me or delete my stuff.
Yeah.
But obviously, if you say delete my stuff, that means you can never no longer use their product.
Mm-hmm.
But, and also, there's actually companies that ended up going, we can't work in Europe anymore. They've shut down stuff. They're like, we're not going to have anything with Europe until we get this stuff fixed to avoid any fines and all this stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And if they find out that you're a European citizen, because this does not just cover Europe, it covers everyone who's an EU citizen.
Yeah.
So if you're living in the U.S. and they find out you're an EU citizen, they will shut down your account and delete your information for you because they can't do that. They can't legally support that. And I think a lot of people are starting to like blanket cover everything because nobody asked. Everyone, you know, asked where do you live? No one asked what your citizenship's.
Yeah, that's true.
And some of the larger companies were like, "Yeah, whatever. We don't care. We wanted to do this stuff anyways." Some of them, yeah, it's like, drat. So that with that coming out though, there may be more identifiers. Plus, they're meeting to identify internet or smart devices and set regulations. The only thing is a lot of places have already gone their direction, and some of the enforcements they're trying to come down with is for mesh networks. They're for your internet, so you can be anywhere in your house and have it. They said they all should be the same. And all the companies went, no.
They also be the same, like what?
Like, they all could work with each other. You could buy a Google, you could buy a Airy. I think it's Airy. So you buy all the parts to make your own mesh network on your house.
Mm-hmm.
So you can mix and match anybody. Just for your internet. Your general internet.
Okay.
Sorry. For your general internet.
So it's not like cellular or anything?
No.
Okay.
But everyone said no because this rule was too late and companies already have stuff out. Of course, they don't want to, you know, in reality, they want, it's a competition. They don't want to have that information. And that's the biggest thing also with a lot of these smart devices. Figuring out who works with who, and then they don't want to really, a lot of them don't want to work with each other.
Mm-hmm.
It really sucks, actually, a lot. And or sometimes
they'll sometimes add stuff and it's kind of like half baked and yeah. Mm-hmm. Direct competitors don't like working with each other. Who would have thought?
I know. It's like a net neutrality thing or something like that. Yeah, that's the sign up. Well, we'll put the sign up in the show notes. If it's, I don't think it's open yet.
That's just to help our research. IoT inspector. Did you click on the IoT inspector?
Well, no.
Go to right there.
That link?
Yeah.
Yeah. Help research and email us to join the wait list.
Oh. Well, dang. What am I going to do on my Saturday afternoon now?
Hey, they might still let you sign up.
I mean, they'll let me sign up.
But well, they might say, hey, we like you.
That sounds you, like random good. Citizen. I like you.
Yeah. And then they can also see, yeah, help with research. Tell us what IoT devices you currently have. What devices you're interested in buying in.
Yeah. It's cool.
You have to email them. That's the other thing is I wish they had like a list of like these are the devices we found issues with. And I think they plan on doing that eventually. And I honestly hope they can get this information out because I think a lot of companies should be, you know, publicly shamed for this type of stuff.
What they're probably doing is they're giving like 90 days for the companies to comply or whatever.
Well, you mean to not, maybe they don't to have to comply to
not
anything.
Not comply, I know, but yeah. to at least say that okay,
we'll fix this.
We'll probably fix this, or to ignore it, and then after a set amount of days, because I know a lot of like white hat people or even black hat people, they'll do that, and then the black hats will say, "Hey, fix this and give me money," or mm-hmm. Yeah, bad stuff will happen, or we'll just expose it. And then everybody knows your flaw.
Ah.
Bad press.
I guess, yeah, there's that. Like, I guess that one company, they just didn't realize their flaws, so they didn't understand how to do security. What else? There's all sorts of good internet things. I know. Let's talk about our Patreon page.
Oh, boy.
We have
Tell me about it.
I will. We have a Patreon page, and you can when we have a and we have a we have Patreon. We'll just go. I'm making that plural.
Patreon,
and you can donate $1 and you get our, as it says, gratitude for liking us. And I still say lots of gratitude. It's very helpful. But you get to join our Discord chat group. You can chat with us, or you can donate $5. And you can get the Discord chat, and you can get the podcast early. You will get a special RSS link just for you.
Ooh. What does that do for you?
That means you get the podcast early, because we patrons get the podcast earlier than everybody else.
Oh, okay.
Yes. And if he wants to advertise, we have a special $30 one too.
Do you just like put the RSS link in your podcast app?
Yeah.
And it'll just download it whenever something gets pushed?
Yep.
Oh, okay. That wasn't around when RSS was really popular, so I don't know how it works.
Well, what's funny is there's still lots to do with it, especially with podcasts and everything.
I know.
That's a lot of the background stuff. And if you just, you know, or for like iTunes and Google Play and what's the other one? Stitcher. Who else? There's another one that just, if you just Spotify, that's the other one. You just kind of like do your thing. But I've done all the RSS stuff in the background. If you have other podcasts that are a little more sophisticated, you can, like Pocket Cast or something like that, you can grab the RSS feed and put it in. But yeah, except you get that link and it's your link.
Only yours?
Only for you.
Well, cool.
Individual. So if you stop donating, the link stops working.
Oh, that makes sense.
Yep. But yeah, it helps us pay for all the stuff because we've been doing it for 6 years. It's awesome. It's fun. And it gets expensive. Plus, you can chat with us.
Yeah, on Discord.
Yeah. And then there's also, I'll do links or it's like a Snapchat type of thing in Discord, or not Discord, in Patreon. So you can chat with us in Discord, but there's a Snapchat-like thing.
Really?
Yeah. Actually, let's see if I can get this to work now. We get Patreon up and let our patrons know about this. And if we get enough patrons, we might actually do a live show or make more stuff. And choose tier lens. Oh, there's an update. Cool. Like this. And then we can take a picture of the shout outs and the stuff. Hey. See? And there's. We upload that. And it's gone. Well, it's not gone, but everyone can see it. It's called Lens in Patreon. In Patreon. Patreon.
Oh.
Wow.
Taking a picture of the live.
Of the recording.
Mm-hmm.
It looks just like Snapchat.
Oh, it even does the whole bar thing.
Yeah.
It goes away, except for, you know, it doesn't disappear. Well, supposedly disappear.
Yeah, it doesn't actually disappear. You can review it as many times as you like, over and over. Up for 24 hours.
What an exciting time to be alive.
I know. Let's see. I feel like there was more things. Oh, yeah. Speaking of your smart devices, apparently Amazon's Madame A, also known as the keyword I don't like to say because it triggers it,
it
records your history. And there was somebody who device recorded it and sent it off to a colleague, and they had no clue until the colleague was like, dude.
So what? Google's been doing this for a while.
Well, Google has been recording. Yeah, Google does. Yeah. So is Apple.
Like, it records every request you make to it.
Yeah.
I've listened to mine. It's weird.
So you actually found it in Google's, too?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, they're interesting.
You can also hear whenever, if it doesn't pick up the keyword the first time, you can hear yourself say it again. Because it listens for, like, 5 seconds before.
I've actually had mine apologize to me because I told it was worthless.
Oh.
Yeah, it's like, I'm sorry. I'm like...
And now I feel bad. But yeah. It's interesting that they exposed that.
Well, I think people started having lots of issues. But you also can now go in and delete it.
So delete. I have air quotes here.
I know. Well, especially where we know that Google doesn't delete anything because it's harder, because where they store it in multiple locations for our convenience,
mm-hmm.
It's really hard to actually make
sure something's deleted.
Yeah.
So well, they're going to have to do it now.
Well, they mark it for deletion or some. Yeah, they might. Yeah, that's going to be interesting.
You can mark it for deletion. It doesn't mean, like,
doesn't actually.
It just gets rid of the index unless they, the European law doesn't, the regulation doesn't make it to where they have to zero it out, does it?
I don't know.
They just have to get rid of the record.
That might be it. Because that stuff's recoverable, because you could even call up Google like, oh, I deleted something. They don't know what the item is. They just go, well, you said you deleted it this time. We'll pull information that you had existing before that moment.
Yeah, they got snapshots.
Yeah.
But
it's not really deleted.
Yeah.
So.
But if they have to actually delete stuff, they even have to delete it off their snapshots too, huh?
They would. Well, it's not just snapshots, because... Yeah, what I'm saying is not deleted is they just, you know, nothing's deleted until you write over it again.
I know. But
and they just have so much storage.
I'm just saying that if they take backups, they have to delete it in their backups too, I think. And I don't know if a lot of companies have thought of that.
Huh. That'd be interesting.
Because if they have to ever restore back, like you tell them, oh, hey, I want you to delete this stuff. Well, that hard drive crashes in like 5 minutes, the stuff that your stuff was stored on.
Yeah.
So they restore it. Oh, look, your data's back. Oh, look, they didn't tell you that it's back.
Hmm. That'd be interesting.
So I don't know how that's going to work.
There's a lot. And these things are good to be identified right now. In fact, Facebook's even doing good of going, we're only using the information that you give us or that you do while on Facebook. If you're on, if it needs our cookies, it's gone. We're not using those anymore. So you can actually turn that part off.
Wait, you can turn off cookies?
Facebook cookies.
Huh. Interesting.
Just means you get ads. So when people are using Facebook AdSense on external websites,
mm-hmm.
It's very generic instead of specialized.
Hmm.
I'm like, whatever. But it also doesn't gather your information on that. I have ad blockers, so I'm not so worried about that. And Electronic Frontier's Privacy Badger. Highly recommend those things. That stops cookies.
Privacy Badger does?
Privacy Badger stops cookies.
Hmm.
It's an Electronic Frontiers thing. They came out with it, I don't even know how long ago now, but it stops third-party cookies, which sometimes sucks when you're trying to use Facebook as a login. But so you have to like, okay, allow this one, because it can get very technical.
So where you're on The Verge, it would allow The Verge cookies, but like... something from Google AdSense, it wouldn't allow a cookie from them.
Correct.
Only on The Verge, though.
Oh, yes.
So if you were to be on Google AdSense, it would the cookies would work?
Correct.
Okay.
Google's would.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
That's a lot of GPUs. Holy crap.
It's only 20.
Only?
Only. Sorry.
When they cost like $1,000 right now?
It depends on which ones you get.
Well, the ones you want to use for crypto mining, are those USB ports?
They are. Actually, are they? Yeah.
No, they might be a 1X. PCI Express.
Yeah.
They look like USB 3.0 ports, though.
Yeah. So much more fun. But it just technology. Yeah, this is straight up for crypto mining. And there is. There is USB GPUs.
Yeah. They are just historically have been bad, but USB 3.0, they actually have enough bandwidth to be good now. Assuming they got the power. And I could see them being 3.0 ports. Because it's not really necessarily a lot of data. It's just a lot of cycles going through it. Yeah, I think those are 3.0 ports. They look like it. If you click on the image, what happens?
By allowing USB Razer cables to plug directly into the PCP or a PCIe. Yeah. That does nothing. But Asus came out with... I don't know. The crypto mining's fun and all, but...
Its heyday was 8 years ago.
It'll come and go. It'll have its pros and cons, or, you know, it'll come back like, hey, everybody.
Is ASIC not the thing anymore? Do you have to go back to GPU mining?
Meaning?
They had these specialized, like, I think they were called ASIC devices, which were made specifically for crypto mining. They weren't even GPUs.
Oh, you're talking about the crypto mining boxes, like Kodak has?
Yeah, they were tiny. Well, not tiny devices, but relatively tiny compared to the
crypto mining rigs.
Yeah, I think they use, like, ASIC or something.
I'm used to, like, seeing the entire machines, like Kodak even.
Right there, ASIC.
ASIC?
Yeah, AC. It's, you were hovered over it.
Oh,
it says it in the title. ASIC. A-S-I-C.
Oh.
Bitcoin miner ASIC.
Interesting. I know they took one of Kodak bought it into one of these and slapped their sticker on it.
Kodak?
Kodak.
Like the camera company?
Yes.
All right. I thought they went out of business.
No, they saved themselves by buying crypto miner rigs.
Oh, yeah.
Those came out like, I think CES early this year or late last year. I don't know. Or E3. No, that'd be weird, actually. E3. E3's coming up, though, and there's going to... Bethesda's got a talk, a big old long talk. Sony and Nintendo are prepping up stuff. Microsoft's prepping up things.
I'm excited for Nintendo's one.
Yeah, I'm excited for Bethesda's because they finally released a little quick video of their new Fallout that's coming out.
And do you think they're also going to unveil their 20th release of Skyrim?
No. That's what this is. This is Skyrim. You know. This is because I usually like bounce it back and forth between Fallout and Skyrim or Elder Scrolls, but Elder Scrolls did get a new update, or it's have a new expansion.
The MMO.
Yeah.
Okay.
Elder Scrolls Online or ESO.
ESO.
ESO. It's like summer something.
Makes sense because you know summertime.
Yeah.
It's summertime.
Somerset. It is Somerset. I was like, is it?
In the city.
I was actually looking at it. It's available June 5th.
Ooh. That's in 6 days? 7?
Well, the time of the recording.
All right. When this comes out, it'll be in...
It's Tuesday. It's Tuesday, people. It's Tuesday.
Okay.
Well,
Tuesday.
Depending on when you're listening. Because it may have been the Tuesday previous or the Tuesday of last year or, you know... The year is 2018. Let's go with that.
Yeah, if you are listening in 2018 between the months of May and June, then it might still be Tuesday.
Yes.
And it might be Tuesday the day you're listening to this. I hope it's been a good Tuesday.
I was looking at the limited edition one.
Like the digital or the physical one?
Physical. I always love the
little figurines you get.
Yeah.
Not bad. Oh, look at the little kitty.
Yeah.
It's not very little.
The Khajiits.
Oh, Khajiits. Okay.
Yeah. They're usually my favorite race because you can see in the night. Yeah. That was a terrible link.
It's the same link.
It is the same link. It's still a terrible link.
Oh, yeah. You clicked on the ad and then you clicked on the first one, which happened to be the same. Okay.
Collector's Edition. There we go. That's just going to send me back to the... I should have, give me, Amazon's.
Yeah, just go to Amazon. There you go.
Yes.
$90.
Uh-huh.
Ooh. Comes with a map. What is that? A spider lady?
Yep. I'm sure she's the antagonist.
And then you get, a book with a bookmark thingy, a bookmark ribbon. And you get a cool box.
It's always cool to have a box.
Boxes are nice. I miss
boxes. The Mephala statue. A monument to the Daedric Prince Mephala.
Mephala?
12-inch tall replica was unearthed from a cultist shrine.
So it's a foot tall.
Yeah.
Dang.
Map of Somerset. Steel case book, or steel bookcase.
Oh, so the box is steel. Yes. That's cool. I like that. My Halo 5 limited edition was that way. It did not come with a game. It came with a digital download, even though it was a physical copy. I was very upset.
Huh. Actually, I wouldn't even care about physical or digital on this.
Well, no, because it's a PC game, but
yeah.
Still, though, it's cool. Actually, it probably won't come with a CD, because who has CD drives anymore?
Let me check.
I'm pretty sure you have one.
Yeah, I don't have a CD drive. I have a DVD drive.
All right, well, my computer has a Blu-ray disc drive. Take that. I bought one. I never installed it, though. It's still in the plastic wrap.
Well, if you want, I'll just put it in my... I'll take out my zip drive and I'll throw it in if you want me to.
You have a zip drive in your computer?
Maybe.
Do you really?
No, not this one.
Does that make it better?
I did have one for the longest time. Actually, I think I had zip drives in my computer longer than I had floppy drives. I woke up the dog.
There she is. Zip drives were not very popular. My computer had, my school computers had them. And,
you could store, 100 megs on it.
I know. And
or 250 if you had the expand or the newer one.
And that was mind blowing to me, but no one ever had zip drive disks. They either had floppy drives, like disks, diskettes,
mm-hmm.
or CD-ROMs.
Or mini disks.
Or mini disks, even. Actually, no. I only had one teacher who had a mini disk. And I wish mini disks were more of a thing because they were awesome.
That's Sony. I know. Failing again.
They just didn't hit their market.
I had zip disks, and they were as great as USBs. Went through the wash, still survived.
Not even some USB drives can do that.
I know.
They just die.
I see. I probably should move that over. All right. What time we got? Hey, we're only halfway through.
Nah, we got time.
Let's go with a new location-based phone game.
Oh, it's location. Oh yeah, duh. You were telling me about that.
So
this one, I want to try to describe it with the little amount of knowledge I know. Does think Pokemon Go? It's location based, right? Mm-hmm. You catch your dinosaurs. So you basically replace the Pokemon with dinosaurs, and then you add some fighting, and whatnot. How do you catch them? Do you use Jurassic Park balls?
No, that would be. I have to admit, it was very interesting.
Do you use a rope?
Nope.
A jar of peanut butter?
No.
Okay, I don't know.
You take out your drone.
Oh, a drone. I need to think 21st century.
Yeah. And then you get your darts, so that's your limited item, and you shoot it at them. And
to make them sleep?
Actually, that's why I originally thought during my first practice. Huh. I thought you kept shooting darts at them until they passed out and you had them. No, you keep shooting darts at them, and you collect DNA. after you get so much DNA,
you clone it.
Yeah.
So you don't even capture it, you just clone it.
Nope.
Huh.
And then after you get more DNA,
you dino DNA.
You evolve it.
You evolve it?
You can evolve them.
I guess that makes sense.
Well, or at least level them. You can
do you evolve the one that you grow, or do you just grow another one?
You evolve the one you grow. Because like you need like 50 dino DNA,
I guess, DNA
for the first clone. And then you need 100 dino DNA of that dino to evolve them to level 2.
So does it go raptor?
No, it stays. So far, it stayed the same. There's like,
oh, does it just change the size or something?
No, it doesn't even change that.
What?
It adds like better attacks. Oh. And there's apparently like some subgroup stuff that I've been looking at.
Can you get shiny ones yet?
No. There's rare ones. Or there's common and there's uncommon. Or they say rare.
Oh, so yeah, shinies. Yeah, you can then.
Yeah, I guess there is.
They're just not shiny or different colored. Lame. I don't want it. No. That seems like a cool game.
It's... Okay, so...
Did we ever say the name of the game?
Jurassic Park Alive.
There you go. That's the thing we're talking about.
Yes. So, this is not made by Google or Niantic.
Niantic.
This is a totally different company. They do say they use Google Maps.
I mean, I think everybody uses the Google Maps API.
Yeah. Because if you don't, it's usually not good.
The other one is Bing. I think Yahoo Maps is still around.
Amazon. Or Apple tried.
Apple's maps are good now.
Oh, I thought they kept on using Google's.
Oh, they might actually be using the API. I don't know. Yeah. I used it today.
Yeah.
It works.
But
I had a nice British lady talking to me.
So, okay, like this is the third location-based app game that I've played. The two of them are Google, so there's Ingress, Pokemon Go, and now this one. Ingress, and I also went back to Ingress after some time. Ingress was very, because you had to drive around and collect your energy so you could do your stuff. So it was very driving based.
Mm-hmm.
Plus you could also only, you were hacking these locations to get resources out of them and to capture them and all that. You only could hack them so many times, and then you attacked them or you put your resources on them to take them over. But once you take them over, you know, that's worthless to you. So and you could hack them like every 5 minutes, and you only could do it like 3 times. And then it burned out for like 2 hours. Like Pokemon Go, every 5 minutes you can spend that thing.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
This one. Okay. The second one. The funny one.
Of course.
You really don't know it?
I think you changed it.
No, I haven't changed it.
Okay.
So I have to get to it now. I can always tell everyone my password that currently is, and then...
I would have asked you for it, but you probably don't want to say it on the podcast.
I think that's... I typed it right.
It is Happy Jellyfish.
There you go. That's what I was going to change it to. Come on.
Okay. You're talking about location-based games.
Oh, yes. Still talking about... Okay, so... Yeah, but Ingress was very driving. It was because you don't want to stay in the area very long, and it was absolutely worth it to drive to locations. There's zero reason to walk because you could burn up your... Because there's these little floating things that you gather energy. Once you pass through there, you collect it. The other thing also, if you collect it and somebody's coming behind you, it'll disappear on them. Like, so if multiple people go through at the same time, they all collect it at the same time, the equal amount. But
if they're staggered behind you,
yeah,
they won't.
They won't. So it's really interesting that way. Walking, I've played the game walking. You kind of have to hit larger areas and it doesn't quite work as well. It's better driving. Oh, and also, this is officially, I've only played it on Google right now. I don't know if it's on Android. I guess you're checking that. Or on Apple, I mean.
It looks like it is.
Okay, cool. It is on.
Just, if you type in Jurassic World, there are so many other Jurassic World apps, it is not the first thing that shows up. You have to type Jurassic World Alive.
Yes.
At least at the time of this recording.
And I'm sure there's going to be all sorts of, like, rip-off and name close names. It'll be the same thing. But at least Jurassic World is technically, well, of course, so is Pokemon. But, and they're still the wannabe ripoff of those. So Pokemon is very walking based. Mm-hmm. You hatch your eggs, you which do all good. This stuff.
I like it.
And I enjoy it. In fact, this one, and then that I'm going to stick with Pokemon in the long term. This one, just like I've been trying out. And also, you know, because Pokemon, you can still spend money, get mm-hmm. your more eggs, you know, get the Poke Coins to but buy stuff.
You can also walk and easily get all the stuff without spending money.
Take over gyms, things like that.
It's not play to win.
Yeah. You don't have to. Ingress did the sim. Did a, they didn't. There was no money involved at all before when I.
How did they make money?
They decided to do the same thing. You can buy these special energy things, and then they buy special items. So you could. They're just like upgrade versions of what you can get in the game already.
Okay.
So it's like, whatever. Plus, also, where you can only hold one key. So each location you visit, you have one key, and the nice thing about the key is that you need that key in Ingress to link the portal you're standing at to another portal. Because you want to, when you link a portal, you get extra points. When you link three portals together,
it fills it in.
You make a field, and you get more points, and you're kind of, because they're in Ingress, there's only two teams. Those that are, you know, alien sympathizers, and those that are alien, you know, thinking the aliens are going to here to destroy us. So you're trying to get, you make these fields. The idea is you make these fields to make people think your way.
Oh, no, as I signed in on the app once just to see how the map looked.
Yeah.
There were some big areas colored in, like hundreds of miles.
Oh no. Southeastern Arena was colored in by one team. And after a week, everyone was mad at the person who did it. And even people on that team, because you can't do anything. You can't grow. You can't advance your character. You can't advance in the game or anything.
Yeah.
Because you have to be able to make these fields. Once you're under a giant field, nobody can make more fields anymore.
Yeah.
So there were people on that person's team going, I will give rides to anybody on the other team to break this thing. Yeah, it wasn't fun. And plus, there's still major events that go to Salt Lake City and we're going to all meet up together and you get special coins and special events and you decide the fate of how everything's going. Kind of like, you know, not, they're actually kind of a little more of a larger group of people to getting together in certain areas. Unlike with Pokemon Go where it's, hey, the event's happening today. Everyone where you're standing, congrats. Or in your own particular country, you get access to Pokemon X. Mm-hmm. Well, these were like, no, go to Europe, go to Salt Lake, go to New York, whatever it is. You will physically meet people and you're going to physically meet friends and foes. And mm-hmm. your foes are still going to be friends because it's just fun. So Jurassic World Alive is absolutely worthless walking.
Is it?
Yes, there is absolutely zero reason. You incubate your dinosaurs. It's like a lot of online games where you've played and then you've got your incubator.
Is it time-based?
Yes.
No.
Anywhere from 3 minutes to 8 hours. And you get that by, you get most of those by fighting in the arena against other players.
That's fine. I didn't want to have to compete between Pokemon Go and Jurassic World anyways.
Because I've even walked around with it and there's nothing. I couldn't figure out the drone. I thought you always had to be within the circle of, you know, because you still have that radiant circle of your distance. No, you can go a little bit further, but it taxes the battery on your drone a little more.
Oh.
But I don't get how the drone battery gets life back. So
maybe it just slowly gets it back.
I guess.
Maybe it's solar powered or something.
Well, maybe.
Or maybe it's wirelessly powered.
The locations, they also have what they call drops.
Are they basically Pokestops?
No.
Do they have Pokestops?
They have drops. They have supply drops. And that is what the equivalent is.
How often do those respawn?
Okay, this is also the other thing. Every 15 minutes, mm-hmm. unless you watch the video. God. It's one of those games, too. So you can...
I regret downloading it.
I've kind of enjoyed it a little bit.
I don't like games like that that make you watch stuff.
Well, you know, you could just like spin this supply drop and then walk away and then come back to it in 15 minutes.
Yeah, but
they are, the supply drop locations are permanent. Well, at least I haven't seen them move around at all. Plenty of them are really, really close to the same spots that portals or Pokestops or Pokemon gyms are. Plenty of them are.
I wonder how they found that.
Well, they, you know, there could be still these, you know, particular locations. And they're not all. And then there is, like, triple past that at random locations. Hmm. I don't know why they chose their locations. Some of them are literally, like, 2 feet away from each other. Some of them are a block away from each other.
Randomly chosen via shotgun.
Yeah. That's really what it feels like. And I also, once again, annoyed, I don't have a supply drop by at my house.
3 games now.
I know. I even tried, with Ingress, I tried getting some special stuff, but I didn't have, my building wasn't unique enough.
Oh.
And my art piece fell down. Melted over the winter.
Your rep?
Yeah.
My Is that snowman. What RP stands for?
Hmm?
What's RP stand for?
Did
you say RP?
No. My art piece.
Art piece.
Art. Sorry. I should define.
Oh, so it literally melted. It
literally melted.
Okay. I thought you were saying like it melted and like figuratively speaking.
No.
And RP I think means like rep points and Grand Theft Auto or something. So I thought that's what you were coining or whatever. No.
Yep.
We're good.
Okay.
Figured it out.
So also when you set up your drone, you can usually get like 2 or 3 darts without too much effort. You can get up to 6 if you can keep on target, but you have to hit the dinosaur like around its neck and then its middle back usually to gain the DNA. It'll bounce back and forth, and if you hit the dot, you get more DNA. So you could have 0 of its DNA. And if you can stay on top of that dot, you get 12 DNA each one. So you could get the dinosaur within the first sighting of it if you can keep on it, if you're good at controlling it. Or,
oh no,
you can pay $10 a month for the VIP package.
Yeah.
You get to hold more darts.
Yeah.
You get your drone gets to go further and has a better battery pack. And also there is every 6 hours you do get a free pack from it, or incubator pack. And if you pay, you also get the VIP pack. I don't know how often that is because I'm not paying $10. Like, that's really a lot of money for a monthly thing for it.
I really am thinking about uninstalling it. I'm not joking. I don't want to support that.
I don't blame you. No, but you don't have to pay, and the dinosaurs don't have to be within your
point.
The dinosaurs don't have to be within your little circle, and it makes sense because I always wondered how with Ingress they would do it, but I realized when I was playing it, they were using me to identify locations and to see how this game would work. I mean, Ingress was out for years before Pokemon Go. They had worked out so many kinks out of it. That's why I was kind of surprised how the first little bit of Pokemon Go, how bad it was hit and how bad some of the stuff went, both them not being able to support everybody, except for the number of Ingress users compared to Pokemon Go users was ridiculously different.
They didn't have it. I think they kind of figured it would be bad, but they didn't figure it would be that bad.
Yeah.
And I think the actual game servers were working, but the login servers weren't when Pokemon Go was first starting. Yeah. They didn't like have enough of them or something.
Heck is that.
So, like, and then you had the people who were just connecting to it and abusing the API to figure out where Pokemon are spawning.
Yeah.
Pokevision.
True, I forgot about that one. Actually, I kind of wish it was still around because I'm currently trying to get ghost Pokemon. And also when they keep on going like, oh, we would like you to get, for your research product, could you get 3 poison types? By the way, we just stopped loading poison types. I'm like, Why?
I'd like PokeVision just because it... The augmented reality stuff's fun. It's not really taken advantage of in Pokemon Go.
Yeah. Actually, that's the other thing also with the Jurassic World Alive is you can really plan it out. Like, you can see dinosaurs for, like, miles. You can even, like, click on them,
mm-hmm.
you know, clear out there. You know, obviously, he's too far away.
Holy crap.
But that's the other thing is that's... You once you see the dinosaur, it goes into your temporary thing of like, you have seen this dinosaur.
Hmm.
So it could be 157 feet away and I can launch my drone. Maybe I'll do it after the podcast because there's so much. But your little circle, you have that has to be within the drop, the supply drop. And there's tons of them all over the place. But they're far enough away for the most part, I would say, drive. Like, you could plan out, you know, oh, that's a rare. And then the rare dinosaurs have, like, a little blue circle underneath them. So you could totally, like, I want that dinosaur. That's a rare one. And then just for also playing early, they also are giving out packages.
Hmm.
So even though you signed up, you will be getting, I think you get a Velociraptor for free.
Cool. That makes sense. I think Velociraptor is kind of the mascot of Jurassic World.
And what about T-Rex?
I mean, that's the official Jurassic Park mascot, but...
I do have to admit. Okay, so T-Rex has the short name, has a nickname. For a name that's not even that hard to say, Tyrannosaurus Rex is not that... There is so many dinosaurs. I'm just like, why don't more of these dinosaurs have nicknames?
Because they're not cool. The T-Rex is the big head with the little arms.
And then you hear there's mini T-Rexes?
Mini T-Rexes?
Yeah.
Like, legit?
Yeah, like, legit. Like, kind of raptor size, still in groups, but...
That's cute!
Yeah. But instead of, like, raptors where they... Yeah, you know, they still move quickly, but they still have the, you know... So, smaller head, smaller body, smaller arms.
So it's just a freaking derpy raptor, basically, with short arms. Nice. Yeah. I like it.
There you go.
If a pack of those were running up on me, I'd still be terrified, but
anything was running up on me, I'd probably be terrified.
Yeah, a pack of your little dogs would be terrifying.
Yeah, exactly. They might lick you to death.
Yeah, after they go for the jugular.
Yep.
Gotta...
Tendons.
Lap up that blood.
Yeah. Rip out the tendons.
Is there anything else you wanted to talk about? You have one more item.
Actually,
you got two more items.
Yeah.
Three if you count the one that's been on there forever.
My rant, I'm going to go off on one day. It's kind of like the pink ping pong ball joke I finally told.
Yeah.
Many famous last words ago. We've been going a while. Maybe I'll hold off. Actually, I'm kind of curious how that one goes. Actually, I will throw this out real quick because it's going on right now. If you like classic Doctor Who, Doctor Who is on Twitch right now. And if you have an Amazon Prime account, you can subscribe to it for free, because you could subscribe to a Twitch channel, which that usually gets rid of most of the ads and all the other stuff.
Wait, it's on Twitch?
It's on Twitch. Yeah, it's on Twitch.
They're streaming on Twitch. What?
Weekdays. So I think they're already hit the second day.
That'd be kind of cool, because then you could participate in the chat room at the same time.
Yeah, and they're showing like...
That's cool.
Two or four episodes a day. I should probably look at that again. But they have it scheduled.
I missed that when you said that.
One, two, three. It looks like three episodes a day. Well, okay. I should restate that. Because the old Doctor Who was a half-hour episode for... Okay, so three storylines a day so far. At least that's what I was starting off with.
And it runs it three times a day, basically.
It'll go through it, yeah. It runs them three times a day, and it's running three stories.
And these are Pacific Standard Time?
Well, okay, so yeah, Pacific
Daylight
Standard.
Daylight Savings Time, actually, sorry.
Pacific Screen Time? Oh, yeah. Daylight Time?
Yeah.
Pacific, I don't know, there's going to be a link to it, but either way, Twitch. Go to Twitch.
Starts at 11, if you're on the West Coast. If you're on the East Coast, it starts at...
7?
2?
Hmm. Wait, no, you said...
Wait. Yeah, if you're on the East Coast.
Oh, East Coast.
That would be 3 hours ahead.
Sure.
Yes. If you're in Britain time,
You already got for free on Channel 4.
Oh, yeah, there you go.
Yeah.
Forgot about that.
Yeah, this is America's way of finally getting to watch it. But yeah, lots of fun. With that, now that we're over time, famous last words.
Do you know the Muffin Man?
I know the Muffin Man. The one that lives on Drury Lane?
Yes.